Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's hard to believe, but we are just short weeks away from the Atlantic hurricane season, and it's never too early to prepare, particularly if we have livestock on our farms.
Yeah, you're right. I think the experts are telling us to look for 9 storms, maybe 3 hurricanes, which is perhaps about normal, a little bit below. But you're right. We can prepare our families and have that done. It's right in front of us. But those of us with livestock have to think a little more broadly about getting ready and what you have in place really as the hurricane season arrives.
As we mentioned, having livestock creates a special situation that you really have to prepare for, especially if you have horses.
Well, you're right. With livestock, horses, cows, whatnot, your main issue is after a storm has come and gone, not the damage of limbs and trees, is just actually tending to the horse afterwards, making sure they have water available for them, because dehydration is always a problem. So if you start your checklist, you've got to start with water and feed, so that those animals, if you've gone from your property for a period of time, they can almost fend for themselves, but you've got to help them a little bit.
Now, something that we want to prevent against as best we can is the possibility of a structure collapsing on our livestock.
Well, you're right. The second cause after just dehydration is that, just some structure, some part of a building, something falling and flying and hitting an animal. So, you know, we always need to kind of make a walk around our structures. But with hurricane season coming, maybe the day hurricane season officially arrives is a good day to set to walk your property, look at your structures, look at your fencing as well, because you just want to know that the animals, nothing's going to fall on the fence, and again, nothing loose in the shed, no loose, weakened structural parts of a shed that can cause problems.
Well, and since your livestock can't raise a hoof and say, I belong to so-and-so, we really need to be sure that they are clearly identifiable.
Well, that's true. Most all animal owners, livestock owners now, have some form of identification, whether it's a tag or some other form, so that if, in fact, there's a high concentration of animals together, you'll be able to tell which Bessie is yours and which horse is yours and get them all straight, and chickens as well. You know, you hardly think about that, but somehow taking the time to care for these animals and you take care of them and they are a part of your livelihood or your lifestyle, when all said and done and the wind settles down, you want them back.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.